Yeah, it happened in practice Saturday, early in practice Saturday. When I did it, I knew something happened, but I got through the day. And I thought I actually dislocated a finger, but I didn't when I saw my finger was straight. Then I just shrugged it off. But when practice was over, my hand was kind of bothering me, so I had them check it out. And then we went through proper protocol, and then that's when they determined that I had an injury to my left hand. Been through worse stuff than this, so it's nothing that I can't get through.
How long does it take to get it padded and clubbed and get ready for practice?
Today, I think it took about 10. Okay. Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes.
To Clay about how to use that thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. That was the first person I went to talk to was Clay. and he said the biggest problem would be striking. But, you know, his injury and my injuries are different. So I'm still able to strike in a sense, but, you know, still working through my difficulties with grabbing and things of that nature. You know, I'm a big special teams player, so I'm on all special teams. So as far as, like, in the blocking aspect of special teams, I got to figure out a way to get that done and getting off of blocks.
You call it an inconvenience, but I mean, you are battling for a starting spot, and when Clay goes outside.
Yeah, it's just an inconvenience, but, you know, I'll find a way because it's always a way to work through your problems. So, in a couple of days, I figure out what works, what doesn't work. So that's just the point. I'm in a trial and error mode right now, so I'll figure it out.